The legendary conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh has died of cancer at the age of 70. We'll ask our political strategist about that in just a moment. But first, let's take stock of some of the news that President Biden made at a CNN town hall last night. Biden said there would be enough coronavirus vaccines for every American by July. He did not say when people would get those shots, though he optimistically hoped that life would be back to normal by Christmas. President Biden also tried to clarify his position on schools reopening and said he didn't want to talk about the man who he replaced in the White House.
For 4 years, all that's been in the news is Trump. The next 4 years, I want to make sure all the news is the American people. I'm tired of talking about Trump.
Our political strategists do join us now. Alice Stewart is the Republican and Bill Press, the Democrat. Hello to you both.
Hi, Peter. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And Bill, start with you. This was President Biden's first time addressing the public since former President Trump's second impeachment trial ended. So the spotlight all on him at this point. How did he do?
Well, first of all, I got to say, Peter, that I thought it was refreshing to see a president, Republican or Democrat, who really showed that he cared about people, right? I mean, every person who asked a question, Joe Biden found some way to identify with him, right? Hey, I was a defense lawyer once, or, you know, yeah, my mom used to say this about nurses, and nurses are the real angels, you know, and particularly his reaching out to that second grade girl, I thought was so touching. You know, he really likes people, which I think, again, was comforting to see. I admired his candor, too. First of all, his grasp of the, look, he's not as smooth and as articulate as a Barack Obama, but certainly his grasp of the issues I thought was impressive. And I thought his candor about, for example, on student loans, no, I'm not going to give you 50 grand. I'll give you 10. If you want more, you're going to have to work for it, do some public service. On the minimum wage, yeah, I'm sticking by $15 an hour. We'll do it gradually to help small businesses like you, but I'm not going to back down. So I thought it was a good outing, first outing for the new president.
The second grade girl you're referring to there, the little girl asked the president, you know, worried that her mother or family would get sick because of the coronavirus. He said, don't worry, mommy's going to be fine and so are you. Alice, what did you think? Anything for Republicans to like last night?
I mean, that is a great venue for him. President Biden is clearly a person of great empathy, of compassion, and it's genuine. And he displayed that type of demeanor throughout the primary process and through the general election process. And I do think that that type of mindset and ability to connect with people is a big factor in him winning the presidency. And these town halls are so important for many reasons, and especially with so many issues on the table that are important to people, is hearing directly from the president of the United States where we stand on COVID, on the minimum wage, on education and opening schools. It's so critically important. And before the town hall, Peter, I was thinking if I had 2 seconds to give him any advice, I would say, do not talk about Trump. Talk about you and talk about the future. And it couldn't have been better. That was his mindset going in. And it was a very, not only was solid for him, but important, valuable information for the American people.
Someone somewhere was listening. Let's get into some of those issues, okay? The Biden team, frankly, has waffled and struggled on the issue of school reopenings. The president clarified last night that his goal is to have the majority of K through 8 schools open by the end of his first 100 days in office. But then on NBC News this morning, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked if it was a mistake for the CDC to connect school reopenings to community infection rates because 90% of schools are in red zones where schools shouldn't reopen. Let's listen.
Well, let's first say this, that in the last 4 weeks, schools are opening every week. More schools are opening. And it is because we are supplementing what needs to happen around the vaccinations, getting into to states, but also because we're seeing progress.
Okay, so then on CNN, her spokesperson, Simone Sanders, was pressed on teacher vaccinations by the host, John Berman.
I'll try one last time. Does the president feel that that teachers have to be vaccinated in order for schools to open safely? Yes or no?
The president believes that teachers should be prioritized for vaccination.
So, Alice, what do you think? Is the Biden administration, well, clearly they are, having some trouble answering these questions. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a complex issue, right? And there are a lot of areas that need to be addressed, but it's so important to have everyone on the same page. And every time someone goes out and speaks on this issue, you need to be reading off of the same sheet of music. And mixed messages cause for unnecessary confusion. And having a mistaken communication can be very harmful. But the bottom line is clearly, I think, this president and Republicans and Democrats in Washington want to find a safe way to reopen schools in a timely manner, and that is critical. And I think the conversations certainly need to be had with regard to teachers vaccinated. If they're getting vaccinated, then we need to open schools. I understand unions want to fight for them to be front in the line to get their vaccinations. Well, then they need to stop fighting keeping schools closed, because it's a really important issue. I'm all for those on the front lines getting vaccinations, but there also needs to be follow through on that with regard to getting kids back in the classrooms safely.
Well, thank you for bringing up the unions. Bill, I want to ask you about that. How would you suggest that Democrats work with the unions on this issue?
I think, and I was pleased to hear the president say this last night. By the way, I do have to agree the Biden administration is struggling with this, as Alice pointed out. One, because it's so complicated. You know, the federal government cannot just order states or cities to open schools. That's a local prerogative. But right. I think the way to start is vaccinating teachers. I just cannot understand why the CDC has said it's not necessary. Teachers are frontline workers. So is the janitorial staff. So is the kitchen staff. So is the secretarial staff in the schools, the administrative staff. I think the number one, it is so important. Look, I've got five grandkids who have lost an entire year of school because they have not been in a classroom for over a year. And you know, that's going to be very, very hard to make up. It's hard on them. It's hard on their parents. This has got to happen. And I think the way to do it is to say, yes, I'd say front of the line. If we want to open the schools, you got to vaccinate the teachers. And I would hope the White House would just put out word and the CDC to states and cities, this has got to be a priority.
Well, Bill, one of the issues is there's such a patchwork in place right now. You mentioned your five grandkids who are not in school. Well, my two kids in Arizona have been in school since October. The teachers here are getting vaccinated. That's not the case in other states. Alice, weigh in on that. The fact that the political problem here is that there's so many different policies, and that's been the way it's been for almost the entire pandemic response on all issues.
Right. Well, first and foremost, we need to realize it's not a political issue. It's a health issue. And also taking into consideration different areas of the country have different rates of infection. So we need to make decisions based on how is the infection rate in whether it is Arizona or Virginia or California, make decisions based on that. But the important factor is that the CDC has said that in-school learning is not a place where there has been a tremendous rate of infection for students. So as long as the environment is safe in the classroom, it's safe for students to go back. And that's the important thing, because this is not just about child's education. It's about their well-being and their mental health as well.
Just a couple minutes left here. But quickly, because we have a lot of ground to cover.
Very quickly. I thought the president did a good job today to say that particularly K through 8, that's the safest, and we should start there for sure.
Yeah. Bill, stick with you here. Donald Trump last night effectively declaring war on Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying that he's dour, sullen, unsmiling, a political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. Your thoughts on that statement in this battle for the Republican Party?
As a Democrat, I love it, Peter.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, they always, Democrats, we are guilty of forming circular firing squads, right? So to watch the Republicans do it as a Democrat is fun. But I got to tell you, as a political strategist, this is insane. This is totally insane. I mean, what's their goal for Republicans? To get the House and Senate back in 2022, to get the White House back in 2024. You don't get there by eating your own. And let me just finally say, Mitch McConnell, I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell's, hardly at all, right? But he is no political hack. He is one of the smartest political operatives we've ever seen. Donald Trump, this is not helping the country, not helping the Republican Party, in my opinion.
He does know what he's doing, Mitch McConnell, doesn't he?
He certainly does. And he's helped deliver Supreme Court justices for this president and also push through important policies that this president wanted to get done. And look, for Donald Trump to criticize McConnell, who helped him allow him not to be convicted in this impeachment, he should be thanking him, not chastising him. And Donald Trump lost the House and the Senate, so he is not the way to move forward for our priority number one, which is to win back the House.
Very briefly, in a word, literally, in reflection, how are you thinking about the passing of Rush Limbaugh today? Al, I'll start with you.
Sad. Rush Limbaugh was the true north of conservatism, and it's hard to underestimate the impact he's had on conservative policies and the Republican Party.
And Bill, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. We have to leave it there. Alice Stewart is a Republican strategist, and Bill Press, the Democrat. Thanks to you both.